Say good morning to Avery Sunshine.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All the way from the ATL.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Where every Sunday, she's the Minister of Music at Ebenezer?
No. They'll fire me if we say that. No, I'm just the choir director. That's all. And that's just a couple times a month.
Oh, you are not the Minister of Music. You don't want that pressure on you.
Because some Sundays you can't make it.
Come on, Jesus. I thought I was going to come back one Sunday and they're going to be like, you're fired. But they didn't fire me, so I'm still there. I'm just the choir director of the MLK Senior Choir.
So you've heard it all.
Yeah.
Why she got to sing
and
lead?
And sing it all.
Why she got to get an up-tempo song every damn Sunday?
Mad.
What's that about?
I get emails.
Up-tempo every Sunday. And I'm singing a down-tempo song. You heard it.
You've heard that?
I got the emails to prove it.
She's lived it.
Yeah, they said, I'm not singing the choir no more because you won't give me no solo.
Blair, she got the senior choir, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the senior choir.
It's not the way we think of a senior choir.
It's MLK Jr.'s father.
It's still Wake Up, y'all. Don't know whatever.
It's the name for Dr. King.
Dr. King's father.
No matter what it is, wake up, y'all, right? Come on, y'all, wake up. Let's rehearse.
Lord have mercy.
Y'all ain't right this morning.
Every morning.
Watch me.
I know. I listen to y'all every morning. Y'all show it off.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Where are you from, Avery?
I am from Chester, Pennsylvania, 9 miles south of Philadelphia. Oh, My daddy told me I got to say that. And it's the truth. I got to make sure that we know. And my city is the only city in the world, I think, where the whole city has a curfew, 8 o'clock. Dogs,
get your dogs,
grown folk, everybody. It's curfew, 8 o'clock.
Oh, bless
it's the truth.
The sidewalks all roll up.
So you've been singing all your life.
Most of my life, I started playing piano first.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't trying to sing. I sang by default because folk wasn't showing up to do their solos. So I had to, she ain't here. Shoot, it's time to start. And then I have to sing.
Well, you get up
was your daddy
sing.
A minister? Were you?
No, he was quite the opposite.
Okay.
he's listening too.
Quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite.
Let me ask you, was he opposite or real opposite?
He was real opposite. I mean, so opposite. My daddy was a gray Stacy Adams with black laces.
And
Sansibel pants.
Oh,
you don't know about Sansibel pants.
Yo, Sansibel's with,
what you know
with
about
the no-roll waistband.
Sansibel.
No, I was a tailor and I altered those pants for years, man. When Sansibel came in, they made some serious money, man.
I love that.
I used to love Sansibel because I was a fat kid.
Man friendly. They were fat man friendly, man.
But until that elastic.
And then they roll over.
That is the ugliest thing.
Oh,
and you don't even know it's rolled over.
Yeah, you don't know. Until somebody goes, hey, man, your pants rolled over.
That's terrible.
Oh, fat man problem.
But they're having a moment here, Avery.
Yes, we are.
Folk, I usually talk about it in my shows, but folk act like they don't know.
They know.
They get quiet.
How'd you get to Atlanta, end up in Atlanta?
Going to Spelman College.
Okay.
I went to Spelman College.
A Spelman girl.
Spelman, absolutely.
Over there by the West End Mall.
What you know about West End?
Go ahead on.
Oh, he knows
about
Atlanta.
The ATL, girl.
Oh, Avery, he knows
about
Atlanta.
I actually
behind
started,
that wall.
Behind, I started comedy at Mr. V's, the one on Camelton Road. Long before the one that was downtown.
I wanted was to get behind that wall.
Excuse
that
me?
Wall,
that wall. That wall got a lot of folk in
that
trouble.
That wall got it.
All I wanted. All
did
I
it,
wanted
it get
to
you
do.
In trouble?
No,
Avery?
No. I
ever?
Was serving the Lord.
You weren't like your daddy, huh?
I was not like my wayward heathen father. Daddy, we love you so much. We're talking good things about you, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
He just wants you to tell the truth. He's like, he don't mind.
All through school, I could never get behind that wall.
Meet them at the mall, play. They were at the West End Mall. All you had to do was go over
Tom,
there.
Tom was making it very difficult for him.
They were doing it the hard way. Go to the West End Mall. There was a big record shop that used to be over there.
What?
And they were right in there.
They were in
now,
there.
Now, you went to Spelman. You didn't go to Cheney. So you decided to.
No,
You really wanted to go away.
I wanted to get
school.
Away. My mother said I hurt her feelings when I said that. Mommy, you're listening. Y'all, will y'all say hi to my mom, Ruth White?
Hey, Miss White.
Oh. Hey, Mommy. She been listening to her Bose this morning. I bought a Bose for my bedroom so I can hear Tom talk to you. Denise. So, no, but she listened.
Bose speaker.
Do you hear me? So my dad. Daddy was so off the chain. Both my parents said, I'm moving away from Chester, Pennsylvania, and I ain't never coming back. My mother says it hurt her heart, but Now they both moved to Atlanta with me. So we've made Atlanta our our home for real.
That's nice.
And how long you been in Atlanta?
22 years.
I love Atlanta. It's
22
nice.
And so
you were new in the business.
Were you,
and you been in Atlanta 22 years?
Were you in
years?
Entertainment when you went into
Spelman? No, not at all.
What was your major?
Piano.
Okay.
I was a piano major. I changed my major after 4 years because you know
after four.
Sure did. See, y'all don't hear
that. Should have hurt your parents' heart.
Did you hear me? Change it to philosophy.
Hello. Oh, you're gonna make a lot of money.
What? Tried to do what I had to do to get the heck up out of there. You hear me?
And it costs your Spelman is the most expensive. HBCU.
You're preaching, and I will be paying for my tuition still and my children's college tuition at the same time.
Wow.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, man.
I'm grateful though. I am so grateful for my education.
How much was tuition when you were
$732,000 a week?
Spelman is no joke.
No
joke. But a great school.
But the benefits are just beyond
compare. The relationships that I've made, the experiences that I
and the wall.
And the wall.
And the wall. Yeah,
Tom couldn't get behind the wall.
I couldn't get behind the wall.
The way they
said the first time I stepped foot on Spelman's campus was maybe 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's the first time I ever
Really?
Yeah.
So you never got to meet Dr. Johnetta B. Cole.
Oh, yeah, yes. But not on Spelman's campus.
Not on campus?
No.
He had to go bearing money as a part of the foundation.
That's the only way I got. That is the truth.
I bring donuts in time.
You brought donuts.
Behind the wall.
Over there, sugar.
Behind that wall.
Behind that
right
wall.
Over there, sugar.
Oh, my God.
You know, Spelman was our school of the month.
In January.
Yeah, we raised a lot of money for Spelman.
Thank y'all so
Spelman.
Much. Thanks so much for taking care of our school. We need our schools. Yeah. God knows.
Where were you when you heard your record or your music on the radio?
In the car.
Driving.
With my mom.
Oh, yeah. What a great moment.
Isn't that cool?
I'm telling you, it is the, I can't describe it. Yeah. And, you know, I have to be honest, y'all. I ain't going to be on here crying on no TGMS.
Don't cry.
I was saying it wrong. The TJMS show.
You
that show. That's a show.
So, Avery Sunshine is not your government name.
No. Denise Nicole White.
That's what your parents
called
you?
Yes.
And what did your daddy say about you changing your name?
He said he likes that. You're telling you my daddy is sideways.
You know,
he likes stuff like that.
Well, what was your daddy's club name? Because everybody, you know, got a club.
Whitey.
He went to Whitey's?
No, my daddy's name was Whitey.
Oh, your daddy's
name called
was
Whitey. My dad used to work for Scott Paper Company. Mm-hmm. And all the guys were going, hey, Whitey. I was like, well, I'm Whitey.
Yeah.
But my daddy's
so
funny.
He understands y'all. About having your separate name, and
he does. Yeah, he gets it, and you know.
How'd you come up with the Avery Sunshine?
I blurted it out. My partner Dana, who's a Morehouse man, AUC in the house. Uh-huh. Dana, we wrote a song called Stalker, the first song we wrote, and it was picked up with label.
Yeah,
don't start. And but it's a healthy. It's healthy.
A healthy.
Y'all got a theme song.
Don't start. Let me finish my story so I can tell you how I got this name now. And he said, listen, they're putting the name on the, doing the insert, and they need some information. How do you want your name to be read in the insert? I was like, I don't know. He said, you can be anything you want. I was like, Avery Sunshine.
Wow.
He was like, okay.
And that's how it started. Huh?
And that's how it started. And I think it comes from my love of two amazing characters, Shug Avery from The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And Sunshine from Harlem Nights. You know, you throw it up in the air and it's come on, Ty.
Oh, they know. Oh, they know Sunshine.
And you know what? I can see the Sunshine.
I
fell in love with you.
Together.
I love you, Tom.
I gotta take a break now. Mm-hmm. It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com. Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Data knows you post selfies like they're going out of style. For just $35 a month, get unlimited talk, text, and more data than ever. Come to Boost Mobile and come to data. Visit your nearest store or boostmobile.com for details.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Digging out this morning from this record-breaking deadly snowstorm. In so many places, the snowplows are struggling to keep up with the heavy, wet snow.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. They're saying that this could not be more heartbreaking. After being told to prepare for the worst, Bobby Christine Christina Brown's family is said to be losing hope that she will survive, according to sources telling a number of news sources. Things are not looking good for Whitney Houston's daughter, who remains in a medically induced coma at an Atlanta area hospital. Her father, Bobby Brown, is by her bedside, and it looks like, some people are saying that it looks like he will have to make the decision about whether to take his daughter off of life support. Now, there was good news yesterday that they saw some movement of her eyes, and the swelling in the brain is seemingly going down. The problem is, how long was she without oxygen before
And when your brain cells don't get oxygen, they die.
They die. And as a consequence, if she does come out of this, they say that what kind of damage has been done to the lack of oxygen.
They also say they did find drugs.
The family is reporting that the police found drugs in her house. And over the weekend, they went back to get a second sweep of the house. The first time, they didn't find anything. But the second time, they did find several items, and they took those. They're not saying what was found, but they are saying that they are taking a look at what she might have had in her system and that led her to this place.
Avery, do you know? Do you know Bobby Christina?
No, but
you never worked with her?
No,
worked with a lot
never,
of people.
But no, and my heart just goes out.
And there are a lot of people who are, Jesus, you know, lending their love and support to her. And
I feel so sorry for
her. And people are asking, you know, what could have been done to save her over the last 3 years, especially with the loss of her mother. And it is tragic indeed. We are also looking, Tom, at Suge Knight. He was charged yesterday with murder and attempted murder after he struck the two men with his pickup last week. They say that they have rescinded the bail. The $2 million bail was revoked. Well, he never left. The commissioner.
Oh, he never got out.
No, he never did. They were talking about him getting the money together yesterday, but they took it back. And they said because he is a potential flight risk.
Who told him he wasn't going to get out? I'm sure he wouldn't be
that. Well, and here's the other thing.
How you going to let a man get out that has a record like that?
Should take off your street clothes. It ain't working out, man.
He didn't even get to the putting his street clothes back on. And they said that he's a three-time offender. This could be the third strike. So
they say one
really
of the reasons
be.
They kept him in because he would scare people who might would testify. Which and is true,
The intimidation factor.
Yeah.
And then from our stupid police file.
Better not never tell nobody. You kill your mama. I had to go color purple. Okay. I'm sorry. That's all I had.
From our stupid police file, Tom, Warren Sapp has been arrested, accused of soliciting a prostitute. And Greg Anthony appeared in court yesterday. He has pleaded not guilty to charges of soliciting a prostitute.
Stupidity. 16 before the hour. More Avery Sunshine coming up.